Retreat from the Scaffold on this moment of Indiana history. From 1977 to 2009, the state of Indiana executed 19 people, 8 between 2005 and 2007 alone. Arguments for and against capital punishment continues, not only in the Hoosier state, but throughout the nation. After an execution in 1961, the state didn't put anyone to death again until 1981. In the meantime, Furman versus Georgia established that all state death penalty sentencing statutes were unconstitutional, resulting in the commuting of the sentences of Indiana's 7 death row inmates in 1972. The following year, Indiana reinstated its death penalty statute, only to have it repealed again in 1977 in response to another U.S. Supreme Court decision. On October 1st of the same year, a new statute allowing the death penalty was enacted. That remains in effect to the present. Indiana's death row inmates are housed at the state prison at Michigan City, where since 1995, lethal injection has replaced electrocution as the method of execution. In Indiana, as in other states that still sanction capital punishment, the ultimate sentence is carried out less frequently. Nationally, the innocence movement has heightened awareness about the rate of wrongful convictions. In Indiana, the trend may be associated with the legalization of life without parole as a sentencing alternative in 1993 and the increased cost of death sentence cases since the adoption of Criminal Rule 24 in 1992. This program is a production of the Indiana Public Broadcasting Stations. More information is available online at momentofindianahistory.org.